Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Middleton with the board. They got plenty of time. 4 seconds. Up for Giannis. Makes the catch. Middleton. Count it! At the buzzer! Cash!
I'm not going to put it on myself. I don't think anybody on this team is going to put it on themselves to, you know, especially outdo our teammates, whether they're shooting or not, to put, say, I got to do it by myself. That's not the type of team we are. That's not the type of player I am. You know, I thought everybody had great shots. They just missed them. Hopefully we can make them all Sunday night or Saturday night or whenever we play next. But, you know, it never comes down to somebody's not doing it, so I got to do it. Now it's a group collective effort.
Giannis picks up Durant on the switch. Nice dime. Green got ripped underneath. Tough night for Jeff Green. Giannis in transition. Through the contact. Count it!
In the paint for Milwaukee, 25 in transition.
I've said all year long, you know, we're built for this moment, simple as that. And nobody says it's going to be easy. Might be hard, but we are capable of doing it, you know. So everybody had a great mindset, and everybody, you know, came to play, came to compete, and that's all I can ask, you know, for my team, and hopefully we can do that in game 7 and win the game.
That's going to do it. The series is tied at 3-3, and we'll have a game 7 on Saturday. Middleton and Antetokounmpo combining for 68 points.
We'll take that. Game 6, dub for your Milwaukee Bucks. Series goes back to Brooklyn Saturday night. Game 7, it's all on the line. Who will represent the Eastern Conference Finals and eventually lose to the Hawks? How will this define the Middleton-Giannis era? Will Coach Bud be fired on the plane ride home if they lose? Or will he be forced to take an Uber back to Milwaukee? You know he'll come back. Even if they, let's say the Bucks do lose on Saturday and they fire Coach Bud like there, he would still come back to Milwaukee. He's got to say his goodbyes. He's got to go down to the Calderon Club, say bye to Gino. He's got to go down to the Naked Bicyclers, say bye to them. They were riding by when we were there with Gino. He's got to go down to Stenny's, get the Bart Winkler water one last time. He's got to say his goodbye. He's got to say goodbye to his son, me. I gotta lean into it now. I mean, he looks like me. Some of you have been like suggesting it throughout the year, but now everyone's like, oh my God, they are twins. At least father-son potential. Dad, it is Father's Day this weekend. Maybe I'll get him something. 799-1250, 414-799-1250. Toby earlier said well, is this correct to say there's no reason why the Bucks shouldn't win by 10 or more?
Absolutely. 100%.
Craig tweets in, while I admire Toby's childlike innocence on Wisconsin sports, my gut is telling me we will witness a historic heartbreaker on Saturday night. Jerry says the real heartbreak will be that we beat the Nets and then go on to lose to the Hawks. Whoever wins the series, everyone just thinks is going to go to the finals. There's still going to be another series they have to play. So at least that series is going to be game six tonight in Atlanta. At least there's some back and forth there too. And they're beating each other up because we're beating each other up. And the Nets, you know, even if Kyrie comes back for a game seven, they're beat up. This NBA playoffs, as we're seeing, is a battle of attrition. Stars are dropping left and right. We still don't know what Chris Paul's deal is going to be for at least game one of the Western Conference Finals. Kawhi, he's out for the year, yes?
I think so. I don't think they've officially ruled him out.
No,
they?
They're like, we're willing to announce that he won't play game six.
Yeah, he's.
But then there's also reports that he tore his ACL.
Yeah, they're fearing it's an ACL thing, which generally, if you fear that, it is an ACL thing. So yeah, I wouldn't plan on him.
Do they like
back.
Have the test results back and they just haven't opened it yet? Not wanting to know. Are they doing an ACL reveal party at some point?
Yeah, maybe.
Or if they pop a balloon and it's red, he's out. But if it's black, he can play or something. I don't know what the colors would be. But it seems like I'm assuming he's out. But then the Clippers, all they'll say is the next game. So that game tonight, too, doubleheader of NBA basketball. And, of course, the main event tonight is it was supposed to be on Sunday. And I don't know what the reason was for it, but they have moved the Roman Reigns Rey Mysterio Hell in a Cell match to Friday Night SmackDown. So, everybody, cancel thine plans for tonight. You've got Roman and Rey to watch.
I'm going to cancel my tea time. I got things to prepare for that.
Yeah, well, you got to go pick up the veggie tray. I mean, I'm sure this is a party celebration. I don't know if they're showing it at the Deer District. I'll have to call and ask.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost as big a deal as what's happening tomorrow night.
With the Bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it might be a bigger deal. This is a Hell in a Cell. The Nets and the Bucks are just game seven of the Barclays. Who cares? Rey and Roman are going to be in a cell, Toby.
That's everything you could ever dream of.
Yeah, definitely. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. I had a tweet last night, years of talking about Middleton not being a true number two. He's a true number one tonight, baby. This was Chris Middleton's game. 42 minutes for Chris, 38 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists, and 5 steals. There's only a few other people in the history of the NBA playoffs that have had a stat line similar to what Chris Middleton had last night, where it's at least 35 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists, and 5 steals. Let me give you some of these names. Jimmy Butler last year, Gary Payton in 2000, Patrick Ewing did it in 1990, and Michael Jordan did it in 1989. Steals became an official stat in the 74 season. That's it. You can put Chris Middleton in a group with Jimmy Butler, Gary Payton, Patrick Ewing, and Michael Jordan. Chris Middleton last night, this is the kind of game that you need out of him. And this is why the Bucks didn't want to let him go. And this is why he's making max money. Now, Chris is a streaky player still. So there is still the potential, like, that he could go 6 of 24 on Saturday and make no threes. There is that potential. But when he's hot, few can stay as hot as he can. 5 of 8 shooting threes last night. When you look at game 7, all right, so if you think they're going to win by 10 or more, the reasons that I would think that they can are, I want to think about this like in a real term, because right now the biggest reason I would think that they would lose is kind of similar to the biggest reason why people thought the Heat could beat the Bucks. People thought the Heat could beat the Bucks this year because of what happened last year, because of the bubble. But when you look at the two teams this year, it was obvious the Bucks were going to beat the Heat. But there was still that other non-factor thing, that feeling thing that was with you. A lot of us are going to look at a Game 7 and think, well, okay, it's just another chance to get heartbroken. I mean, it's obvious. The Bucks, they've not won a Game 7 in a while. The last Game 7 they had was against the Celtics a few years ago in Boston. Thon Maker started in that game, which is how long ago or how different the team has changed since then. So you look at this game then and you think, all right, let's put our Wisconsin fear outside of it for a second. Chris Middleton, I'm thinking, doesn't have as good of a night, but won't have a bad night. I feel like Chris Middleton can give you some mid-20s. Giannis should be fine. You can get you 30. It's just, when do those 30 points come? That's when the discussion's been on him. P.J. Tucker's been playing very good defense on Kevin Durant. Jrue Holiday's got to shoot better than 1 for 10. I think you look at the three-point shooting in this series, they shot 7 of 33 last night from 3. They're shooting 29% on their open looks. The Nets are shooting 40% on their open looks from 3. Little thing called variance. You have to think at some point that evens itself out. Like, Bryn Forbes can make threes. He's not in this series. He did against the Heat, but he's not in this series. You got to think that that changes. You got to think that, I mean, where's Bobby Portis? If I knew Bobby Portis was playing, I'd feel a lot better about Game 7. But we've got no clue what's going on with Bobby Portis. So there's a lot of things where if you look at it, if Jrue Holiday's not going to be as bad as a 1 for 10 night. Again, Buck shot 7 of 33 from 3, but Chris was 5 of 8. So that means the Bucks were 2 of 25 from 3 if you weren't Chris Middleton. That's atrocious. And Giannis didn't even shoot one. So it was the guys you want taking threes.
Let's take a break from some Bucks talk. I got some breaking news.
What kind of breaking news?
Some NBA breaking news.
All right, let me do the whole thing. Let me do the whole thing. Breaking news on the Fan, powered by Odyssey.com Sports and presented by BetQL. Become a better sports better. Get smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. I have no idea what this is.
This from Adrian Wojnarowski. The Celtics are trading Kemba Walker, the number 16 overall pick in the 2021 draft, and a 2025 second-round draft pick to Oklahoma City for Al Horford, Moses Brown, and a 2023 second-round pick.
What?
So Kemba Walker to Oklahoma City, Al Horford to the Celtics, basically.
So Horford's going back to the Celtics?
Yeah.
And this just happened?
It just happened.
So Brad Stevens got in charge and want Al Horford back?
And sent Kemba and a first-round pick to Oklahoma City.
All right, give me the deal again. So Kemba Walker.
Kemba, the number 16 pick.
This year?
Yeah.
Okay.
And a 2025 second-round pick.
Okay.
For Al Horford, Moses Brown, and a second-round pick in 2023.
Okay, so the Thunder get another first-round pick.
Yeah, and the Celtics dump Kemba's salary and get Al Horford back.
Okay, why did the Thunder trade Moses? I like Moses Brown.
I don't know.
Maybe, is he not as good as I think? He just had some good DraftKings nights, maybe. Moses Brown is 21. Yeah, gets the Clippers in May. He was 24 and 18. He was effective. So, I see, with the Thunder, I don't know when they want to be good. Like, every time they have a guy that's, like, somewhat good, they're like, oh, no, we got to get rid of him. We got to Chris Paul, you accidentally got us in the playoffs. We got to get rid of you, and we got to fire a coach.
Yeah, they got every draft pick in the next 3 years, but or like 5 years, whatever it is.
Yeah, but when do they want to be good? I don't know. They're accumulating picks, but when are they accumulating them for? All right, that's interesting. Kemba Walker to the Thunder. Oh. Ryan's in Burlington, 799-1250. Ryan, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Art? Hey, you know, I've got to say, I'm not opposed to Bud getting fired at the end of the year. I don't think his, you know, his coaching has been great. I don't think he's made adjustments, but we got to give him credit last night. He made adjustments last night. Until Giannis hurt his hip in the third, the offense kind of got stagnant for about a 5 or 6 minute stretch while he kind of just didn't do a whole lot. He wasn't going to penetrate. I was actually worried about that injury. But other than that, Giannis going 0 for 0 from three, you can't say that's not an adjustment. Somebody, and I'm going to say it's got to be the coach, got in his ear and said, we can't do that. I mean, Giannis was not going to not shoot a three on his own. He's proven that. So, and the offense was flowing. They were attacking inside. The points in the paint were huge. I mean, if you look at Brooklyn's stat line besides Durant, it's pathetic. So there is no reason we shouldn't win. I have to agree. I'm thinking Bucks by 8+ in Game 7 just because we're healthier. We're at full strength. And to be honest with you, we had so many open threes. If Holiday's got 10 open threes again, he should shoot all of them. If he goes 1 for 10, so be it. He's a good shot. You know, he was off last night, but they were open. And if we got open threes, we got to take them unless your name is Giannis.
Yeah, that's the thing about the three-point shooting last night in the variance. Ryan, thanks for the call, is that this can't just continue. Bucks have shot, it's 29% on open looks for three. And it's the guys last night that were 2 of 25 outside of Giannis because he didn't shoot. And then Middleton was 5 of 8. So everybody else was 2 of 25 shooting threes. P.J. Tucker, master of the corner three, was 2 of 25. Pat Connaughton, he was 0 for 5. That added to the 2 for 25. Bryn Forbes, I think, made 1. Jrue Holiday, as Ryan just mentioned, 1 of 10. So that's gotta be better. More from you guys coming up, 60 seconds, 414-799-1250. Here's a great spot to watch the game. It's been a great spot to watch any game around here for 40-plus years. The iconic 4th Base Sports Bar on National Avenue. Check out their Facebook page for daily updates and menu specials. It is the legendary bar. It's been featured in the movie Major League. You may have been in that scene. That's cool. If you're in that movie, call me. I would love to talk to you. But only if you're at the bar. If you were an extra, the whole town was extras. I want to talk to the bar extras. But that's cool. It's a great spot. It's a historic spot. It's a famous horseshoe bar, and it is a sports bar. Little bit of a difference, because when you go in there, the food is unlike anything you're going to find in any sports bar. I've been to my share of sports bars, and I've only been to one sports bar where I've eaten a lobster. And that was at 4th Base. They've got a deli case menu to give you the ultimate dining experience. King crab, huge shrimp. They do have burgers, the steak sandwich. It's a different setup. I went in there. I said, do you have a menu? They said, no. The case is our menu. I said, all right, I'll go look at it. And I said, I want something like lobstery. And so I had like a stuffed mushroom with lobster, and I said, I didn't want a steak sandwich. So they made me a steak sandwich. And it's just a little different. And it's go there for the first time. It's going to be worth your while. It is a great time and a great place to watch a game. The 4th Base Sports Bar on National. Mike the Painter. What's up, Mike?
Good morning, Bart.
Good morning, Mike.
Do you have the Bucks lost right now?
Do I have the Bucks lust? Now, would that be a particular feeling of stealth, power, and strength, would you say?
Yes, I would think that would be it.
Yeah, I have it. I do, and I have it so much. Do you have the Bucks lust?
Yes, I do. I'm even dancing right now.
Yeah, dancing wherever you are.
I love my Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah, no.
Got Bucks lust. Got Mike the Painter lust.
Hey.
I love Mike the Painter.
Aw, you're so nice. You just made me all warm inside, Bart.
Mike, I've been doing research on our callers. People seem to like you.
Yeah, it does. It does seem like that.
Yeah.
That's really good.
They like your positivity.
I do bring out the positive energy.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was going to be totally positive, but there's one thing that really gets me about this game last night. Giannis not backing down those smaller guards. What is up with that?
It's like the he's confident against Nick Claxton.
I just don't get why he turns around and faces them up. I just don't get that. Backs them down. He would have had 40 some points.
Well, this was his best game of the season.
Yeah, no, he had played out of this world because he did not take a three. And that was the best. And because all that paint stuff is just great for us because they can't stop any of us down there. They're too small. And we should have been closing this out yesterday.
Who's better?
And that's what
Giannis.
Who's better?
Yeah, who's better? Giannis in the paint or Mike with the paint?
Ah, that's a good one.
That's kind of lazy, but I took it.
No, that was good. That was good. I like that one.
Well, yeah.
No, Giannis and I with the paint, I'm a pretty good painter. But Giannis is a multi-million-dollar basketball player.
Well, you were just painting a multi-million-dollar house the other day.
Yes, I was.
I saw that picture.
That is true.
Hey, Notebook Mike's on the phone, too. Notebook Mike, you got any painting tips for Mike the Painter? You were a painter, too.
Yeah, get out while you can. Job's a nightmare. 110 degrees on a 40-foot ladder with a grinder in one end. Holding on
See, Mike, I choose my jobs. I don't take those jobs. I don't take those jobs that I have to grind. I'll take the easier jobs. I'll walk away from those jobs.
So what job are you doing today?
Today I am doing nothing because it just rained crazy last night. So I am taking the day off.
All right, I'm going to say goodbye to Mike the Painter.
All right, you have a great day there, Bart.
Thanks. Have a good one.
And Mike.
Yep, thanks, buddy.
Toby, bye.
Todd, Notebook Mike.
You're killing my notebook today, so I'm...
What do you mean?
I'm going to practice all weekend. I'm going to drop my notes next week in Nick Costa's voice.
You're going to do that next week?
Yeah, next week. I got to work on it this weekend.
All right, so next week you're going to do a Nick Costa's impression.
So, you remember Paul Feinman, take the four, take the three. Their favorite on the road. Yeah, I'm going to drop it. You know, you brought up first base again.
Yeah, I did. I bring it up every day.
True story, my brother-in-law worked for Bell Ambulance. They had an ambulance during the shooting of the movie every single day. He got to meet all those guys. Charlie Sheen. I forget the
one. Oh, you meant movie shooting.
Yeah, when it shot.
Okay, I thought you were taking it somewhere else, like a shooting.
Well, in case anyone got shot right now. You were talking about callers.
Yeah, I love them.
Paul Feinbaum?
Yeah.
Do you remember when the guy called in when Auburn beat Bama? And he said, well, you know what I did? I killed all them trees. Roll damn tide. And then right after, and he says, did you just say that? Well, he incriminated himself. He got like 7 years. And then some like 80-year-old woman just went off on Bama for losing.
Yeah. What's your favorite Paul Feinbaum show memory? 414-799-1250.
Crazy, eh?
Yeah.
Quick Buck said, they come out gangbusters one game, and then the next game's a dumpster fire. Will you put your hand on the good book right now and take that oath? Who are you picking Saturday?
Yeah, let me put my hand on the good book. The good book that I have
I
with
know
me.
You keep it near.
The good book that I have with me at all time is called WTF, Welcome to Florida. It's written by Greg and Vicky Winkler. It's available wherever books are sold. They wrote a book together, and so the good book is WTF, And on that good book, I will say that I am falling into the same,
You mean not like all the other radio guys I call?
I think the stupid idiot Bucks are gonna win. I'll admit it. I'm back in.
I called your boys down the dial.
Ooh.
They have a Buck show.
Oh yeah, I like them.
So I head home before all the drunks head home, and I asked them the same question. They were like, "Buddha, thanks for the call." They didn't give me nothing.
They want to answer your question?
No. Well, you know, they're company men. What are you going to say? Oh, we got Brooklyn 7. And you better cool it on the Buddha. He's going to be staking out your Quick Trip. He's going to say, you know Bart Winkler? He looks like me. Yeah, he's on pump 2. You don't want to piss him off. You never know, right?
Mike, the way you tell stories is like you read every other sentence. Like I'm following most of it. I feel like I'm missing details.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Bart.
Do you have a sound effect for that?
No. I figured I'd leave you the sound effects today. Okay. Oh, real quick, this is the last comment. So that announcers you were talking about?
Yep.
So we go to the corner bar, and they got the jukebox on. So what we always pick one of our buddies to go tell the bartender to turn the game up. So I go up, I say, can you turn the game up? So we're listening, and we're looking at each other, and we're like, you go up there, tell them, put the jukebox back on.
Oh, you didn't like the announcers.
No. Did you?
No, you know what's interesting about bars is that every bar I ever go to is so, like, desperate to play music. Why don't more bars have the TV on with the sound?
I'm glad you said that because me and my boy that I painted with, we would stop and shoot pool, and he put, like, $5 in a jukebox, and the woman turned it off, the bartender. She said, no music during Jerry Springer.
Okay, well, that is pretty
That's
different.
That's pretty bad.
All right, Mike, let's talk on Monday.
Look for Nick Kotsis down next week. We're taking the fourth. Your Brooks Koepka, he's in fourth, but John Rahm's in sixth. I think he's going to make a big move.
You got to talk a little faster to be Nick.
Well, I told you got to practice.
Yeah, practice over the weekend.
You and the Tobster have a good one.
Yeah, we will. See you, Mike. Didn't want to miss a sound effect there. 799-1250, 414-799-1250. That's the phone number. If any of you think you can follow up that call, you are more than welcome to try coming up.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Middleton with the board. They got plenty of time. 4 seconds. Up for Giannis. Makes the catch. Middleton. Count it! At the buzzer! Cash!
12:50 a.m. The Fan. I'm Bart. That's Toby. Toby, you just got a shout-out. Alabama Keith sends me a text. He said, he first of all says, I'm the best.
Okay.
And then he says, I want to shout out Toby. He's doing a great job.
Well, thank you.
I got that text here.
Really appreciate it.
From Alabama Keith. I gave out my phone number probably 2 years ago. One of the best and worst decisions I've ever made of my career. What's great is that some of you, like, use it to text, and, oh, we'll text. Some of you have, I get signed up for a lot of, like, magazines. People sign me up for stuff now because they've got my number.
Oh, that's fun. See, I haven't given my number to anybody in, like, 5 years or gotten anybody's phone number in a while. So, pretty disappointing.
Well, mine is 920-960. 799-1250, 414-799-1250. That highlight you just heard, ESPN, that came at the end of the third quarter. And when they kept the 10-point cushion is what I needed. You know, they chip it to within five, the Nets, I think, did at one point. But then the Bucks went on a 14-0 run. Just around the 10-point cushion is where I felt good. Anything under that, I started to get shades of game five. But the Bucks did a good job of taking a lead, keeping a lead, and then advancing on that lead. And then it was bench time. They went to the bench, the Nets did, just under the five-minute mark, which they were down 19 points, I think, at the time, but still a little surprising it came that early. Now, I'm sure they're thinking ahead, thinking of rest, thinking of Game 7, focus on that. And the odds would probably be in that favor that you weren't going to come back. But, dude, with Kevin Durant shooting and even James Harden, and you know the Bucks' weaknesses, I'd maybe stretch that three or even two and a half before I pulled the plug, see if you couldn't get it to within 10. So I was a little surprised by that. 799-1250, 414-799-1250. It's been a great day. We've heard from a lot of our regular callers. We're going to hear from some more that are on hold. We still have not heard from Ram.
Still have not. No.
Ram and I have had a lot of Middleton discussions over the years. Middleton had a good game the other day, and Ram did not call in. Middleton had a not-so-good game, the most recent game, and then Ram did call in. I asked him, why didn't you call in the other day? He said he was out of town.
Is he out of town?
Yeah, he's out of town. He's apparently at a place where phones don't exist.
Yeah.
Ram, calling you out again. I'm just the messenger. Go look at my mentions. People are asking for you. Oh, people are asking for Kurt and Tosa. Kurt, how have you been?
Hey, this is Kurt the Archaeologist calling in. I got a couple of... Feeling good today after that big win. I'm old enough to remember Bucks all the way back, even just before Sidney Moncrief era. So, man, there's been a lot of changes going on over the years and a lot of heartbreaks. But I don't know, man. I think the Bucks are going to win this game on Saturday. I really do. And I think the big just imagine if Holiday had hit even half the shots that he had missed last night with the way Middleton was playing. And I'll admit that I am not a huge fan of Middleton either. And he's so streaky, it just drives you absolutely insane.
Very streaky. He is very streaky.
But I want to make a point about Mike, your caller Mike there. You know what he reminds me of? He reminds me of drunk uncle from Saturday Night Live right before he's had one too many drinks. He hasn't quite gotten there.
TikTok, government. Immigrants.
And I think that one of the things that was really kind of a turning point last night, even though they were up, was when
when Tucker got mad. And he that's the first time in so many, in a long time, that I've seen somebody really just go off the handle, get pissed off, get on the other players, get on the coach and say, you know, let's get going with this, you know.
Tucker was screaming in Mike Budenholzer's face, and Bud's reaction was like, he I think he felt very small in that moment. He looked like he did something very wrong. I would love to know what that conversation was and how and if it affected the rest of the guys, because I think the best team for the best thing for this team is listen to PJ Tucker and not Mike Budenholzer.
Yeah, they just need a little. You know, my dad was a football coach for over 30 years, and one thing he used to say was that you can't teach toughness. You either have it or you don't. And the Bucks need a little bit of toughness, and I don't know if you can coach it into them, but you need a guy like Tucker that kind of instills that attitude, and I think it pays dividends in the end. That's all I got. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks, Kurt. All these midseason acquisitions over the last few years, you'd bring in Mirotić and even this year Jeff Teague, who's not playing anymore, and Marvin Williams. This has clearly had an impact. I mean, by far, it's been their biggest acquisition like that. I can't imagine this team right now without Tucker. I mean, he's the one on Durant.
Yeah, I mean, he's had a huge impact, and this is kind of why you got him. You got to prepare to play Kevin Durant, and he's done an excellent job. And it's so funny to say that he's done an excellent job while Kevin Durant still shoots 50% and goes for 30 last night. But it's the reality is if you can hold Kevin Durant to just around 30 points and him shooting just 50%, you feel like you've done a good job on him.
Before the end of the show, I do still want to hear from PJ Tucker. His exchange with the media was so good. He's talking about his relationship with Kevin Durant and what it's like to guard him, and how even like what you just said, you can guard him very well, but you still fail. And there's just it's really good insight. So we'll hear from Coach PJ Tucker coming up before the end of the show here today. Steve's in Brookfield. Steve, what's up?
How you doing, guys?
Good morning, Steve.
I'm telling you, this is our series to lose. We can only beat ourselves. I really feel the reason we got the main guy to me in tomorrow's game, it's Holiday. Because this is why we got him. This is why Bledsoe's not on the team. This is Holiday's turn to shine. I know his defense is good, but we need his points too. That's going to be the difference of the game, because you know the push is coming between Giannis and Durant. And Middleton, I know he doesn't shoot as good on the roll, but he'll give us our 20 points plus. But I just really feel, Holiday, make your stand right now. Show us you want to be a Milwaukee Buck, then you go out and prove it in Game 7 and tell us why we got you instead of Bledsoe, because that is the key to the game. And not only that, is just run. Run them right off the court. Our fast break points, they're there because Harden is a little on the gimpy, so I'm going to run him every time. I'm going to make him run up and down the court the whole time. Tucker, and I agree with what they say. Tucker, you know, Durant's going to get his points. Tucker makes him work for his points, so.
Yeah, he's still going to get them, but so at least make them work.
Yeah, and the thing that I heard a caller say earlier was, well, why doesn't he back down the guard when he's on him? Because if you watch the game over, you know what they're doing. They're letting him back, but they're also leaving the guy in the middle, too. So when he does his little spin move, they're there. So Giannis impressed me last night, because there's no doubt in my mind someone told him, don't shoot threes. It's wasted opportunities. So I really feel that's the key to the game. I mean, Holiday will get his points, but you got to get more than 15 or 20 points, I really think, in this game 7. Because it's going to be that 110-105 game, it could be. It could be if it's that close. If we hit our threes, they don't come close to beating us. They don't come close to beating us then. They proved it. They proved it last night. If the game is in the paint, that's where the game's at. If I was the coach, I'd make them watch the game all over again and say, here's why we won.
Nets can't really stop the Bucks down low. They haven't really been able to do that, Steve. Thanks for the call. Thanks for listening, of course. They haven't really been able to do that. You know who else can't be stopped down low is the Sean O'Connell.
it is not easy. stop me down low. There is no doubt about that, absolutely. especially when, like right now, I'm vibing extreme virtuosity.
Well, you got that Bucks lust.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That is also down low, too. But anyway, I have to agree with, like, you know, the last caller, Ryan in Burlington as well. You know, haven't been a lot of adjustments, but boy, they were finally made. And I'm with you, that 14-point run was nice last night. I really was starting to get worried, but then the worry went away. And with, you know, again, Toby, I mean, this might be, I mean, you've had some good sidekicks, but man, oh man, Toby's got, he's got all that potential where he's talking about, you know, PJ on KD, he's going to get his points. He is going to get his points, but he's not the youngest man in the world, so make him earn them. Make him earn them. And then hopefully he will be tired for game seven. And, you know, and then that way we can flip the script, because I do think the Nash was betting on winning game five. You get Harden out there to win game five, keep the home court advantage, and then play house money for game six. So, this has to be do or die time. In you know, it's a career moment for a lot of the Bucks players. It's going to be the thing that they could potentially be remembered. And, you know, Todd the producer and I would disagree that so much of this sport is fought between.
Do you miss Todd at all, Sean?
I
know you guys did a lot of back and forth off the air.
We had so much back and forth off the air, and I told him to read that Jason Selke book, Thinking Fast and Slow, where, you know, he was that sports psychologist, and Todd was like, you know, that's the devil. That stuff, sports psychology, doesn't exist. You just follow the X's and O's. You follow, you know, your technique. You just remember what your middle school football coach taught you and do that the same way every single time, and everything, and the next thing you know, you're in the Hall of Fame.
I don't have one good memory of Todd.
I don't know. I like Todd. It's good to have a back and forth, which I would like to hear Ram call in.
He ain't calling today. He likes that we're all talking about him. He ain't calling.
Well, no, and that's good, because I like that he does call in, and even – you know, when he does pick his spots, I will give him that. But when you and him talk, you know, it's deep. It's a deep dive, and I enjoy it. I really do. So shout out to Ram. I'll give him that. I don't always agree, but shout out to him. And if we're shouting out some people as well, this weekend is the Muay Thai Classic in Des Moines, Iowa. A lot of Wisconsin fighters are there, so good luck to them. And even if you win or lose, what you're doing is very brave, and you should commend yourself for putting yourself out there. So you guys have a great weekend, okay?
You too. The Sean O'Connell, 414-799-1250. Much more on the box. They get the 15-point. I'll give them credit. The 15-point win. I should mention it. Brewers lost yesterday. Woodruff struggled. Not great. I don't know. I didn't watch much of it.
No, a lot going on with the Bucks. It's sad when they're losing to the Rockies.
I just hope Woodruff, you know, whenever you see a guy struggle, right now you're going to think, well, were they reliant on something they don't have the ability to have anymore? Or what's going on? 799-1250. 1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Bart, that's Toby. 414-799-1250. We've got many good buddies in our world. And on Fridays, we like to check in with one of our goodest of buddies, Jeff Orlowski. Hey, buddy.
Hi, Bart. How are you?
The Polish pipe bomb. What day did you work? It was last Friday. Were you here? Toby, you were off last Friday. What game was that? Game two or game one?
That was, I believe, game two.
Because you watched it and you watched it. Jeff watched the game, and then he rewatched the game to prep for working the show.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah, that was game three, and I was all in. I watched the game yesterday as well.
So you still are watching the Bucks?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, well, what'd you think last night?
I thought, you know, whatever, you know.
Whatever.
Game seven. You know, I expected the Bucks to win. It's amazing. And I know a lot of people were Chris Middleton haters and everything like that. It is amazing what kind of motivation you get when you're not playing, you know, when you're playing for your reputation. He was playing for his reputation last night. He's playing for his reputation tomorrow. And, you know, he cannot disappear. And if he does, he's going to pay the price, you know, future contracts and where the rest of his career goes. So that if that's not one hell of a motivator for you, I don't know what is.
Jeff, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you think I look like Coach Bud?
A good solid 8.5.
Damn. That's a shame.
I would have gone with like a 7.
Yeah. I think seven. I think about a 7.
Yeah, it's about an 8.5. But, you know, you don't look as stupid as Coach Bud. I'll give you that.
P.J. Tucker yelled at him last night. It looked like he was going to cry.
Oh, I know. I know. I love P.J. Tucker.
God, he's the best. We're going to hear from him a little later. Where am I calling you on vacation?
Yep, yep. I am in beautiful Door County, Wisconsin, my friend.
Do you like Door County?
No. I used to, you know, and all that. I've been coming up here since, you know, probably since I was still swimming in my dad's ball bag. And then, jeez, you know, I had a house up here for a while, and I sold that last year. So my wife wanted to come back, so now I'm at an overpriced, crappy little cottage in Egg Harbor. It's amazing.
Is Egg Harbor the one with the shipwreck bar? Didn't that burn down?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm about a block and a half away from that place. God-awful. The food is horrible. The service is worse.
Oh,
the fire was the best thing that happened to them, because the place is actually kind of, you know, it looks nice now, even though once you get in, it's a major disappointment.
I've never been up there. Judging by how you're describing it, it sounds pretty lovely. Well, I should go visit.
Door County's weird because you either go there and there's too many people there, or you go there when there's no people there, but there's nothing open. There's no like sweet spot time to go there where things are open and it's not crowded.
This is the best week of the year to go, because it's the week, you know, we go every year up here right after the kids get out of school, and it's not crowded. You know, but then again, you know, we took the kids to the beach yesterday, and, you know, they dip a toe in and they're screaming because it's so damn cold. So, you know, there's some definite downsides, but yes, no, it, you know, it's not as crowded. It's not wall-to-wall idiots up here. But, you know, it's still, we went and grabbed breakfast yesterday, and, you know, this is typical Door County. We're sitting outside, you know, eating breakfast, and the table behind us, there's this guy there sipping on some kind of latte or some kind of French drink. And he's talking to the person next to him and says that he wants to go on vacation to someplace with a stone road, because he's always wanted to experience a stone road. Who the hell are these people? I don't understand where
they come from. Like cobblestone?
Yeah, like, yeah, you know.
There's roads like that in Milwaukee.
You know, I don't know what the hell this guy was on. But, you know, A, he didn't share, which makes him a jerk. And then B, the way he was talking made him a jerk, too. So, you know, this isn't my type of people up here, you know.
Did you go to the place across the street from Shipwreck, that Mexican place, but it's got, like, every food known to man?
No, and that place is awful, horrible, Moho Roses or something. They started, my wife liked this one restaurant up here, Villaggio's, an Italian joint, and their sign said that they're serving their food at that Moho Roses place 4 days a week. So, you know, I don't know what the hell's going on.
That restaurant, it's a Mexican restaurant, but they have everything known to man, if I remember right. Like spaghetti and steak and but you order the Mexican food because you think it's going to be the best, because the Mexican restaurant is actually the worst food they have.
It is, but there is light on the horizon. There's finally a good Mexican restaurant up here. It's called Old Mexico. It's in Sturgeon Bay. fantastic food.
Yeah, but is Sturgeon Bay really Door County?
No.
I mean, it's Door County, but it's not like what people think of Door County.
No, but it's not as stuffy, and there's not as many, you know, yuppie idiots.
Why is this weekend so good to go? What's up with this weekend?
Well, just because it's not crowded. You know, we went to Peninsula State Park yesterday, and yeah, I got to experience hiking, which, you know, I looked up the definition, and to me that's walking outside, you know, an activity I don't really enjoy because I don't like nature or walking. And so, you know, so that was great. But, you know, there was no one there. And that was nice because we've been there on, you know, like 4th of July weekend. You can't even get in that place.
Hey, I need your help on something. I got an email to potentially have there's a NASCAR racer from Wisconsin.
Yeah. Yeah. There's been a bunch.
Josh Balicki.
Okay.
Is he any good?
Nope.
Should I have him on?
Well, yeah, why not? He's great. We had him on the Final Inspection show a bunch of times, friend of show, when that fine program was still around. Very nice kid, good interview, but, you know, he sucks, and unless you're his parent or immediate family, no one's ever heard of him.
I've never heard of him. He's from Wisconsin. He races in NASCAR.
Yeah, well, you gotta follow the leaderboard all the way down to, you know, last or second to last place, and you'll see his name every week. Now, that's not really his fault. He's in crappy equipment, so it, you know, you don't really get a fair gauge of how good he is against these guys. But yeah, not, you know, he's not any good.
Maybe I'll talk to him. It'll kill 10 minutes. I mean, that's why I have you on.
Yeah, absolutely. He like I said, he's a nice dude, and you know, definitely root for him being from Cheeselandia and all that, but you know, don't expect him to finish in the top 10 ever.
You've got 60 seconds to convince me why I should watch any racing this weekend.
Okay, SRX, this Superstar Racing Experience, Tony Stewart, Ray Everhart.
Yeah, I saw some of that on Saturday. What the hell was that?
That was awesome. You know, it's basically a knockoff of the old IROC series, but they're running on short tracks. The cars are ugly, and you know, the racing was okay. It wasn't phenomenal. But tomorrow night, Saturday night, set your DVRs because obviously everybody will be watching the Bucks. But they're running on a dirt track in Knoxville. That should be really exciting.
Okay, maybe I'll watch that. Jeff, I miss you. Maybe one day you and I can have a Door County excursion and find the real good spots in that place.
Well, as weird as that sounds,
and it's a perfect time for your phone to cut out. Jeff? Okay, I guess we have a cliffhanger. Or that's a no. 414-799-1250. Bucks Nets Game 7 Saturday. More on that next. Oh,
oh, oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.